Powerful storms in July knocked over 130,000 acres of timber in five counties. Wisconsin DNR Chief Forester Paul DeLong says even with the help of the five affected counties and the National Guard, there will likely be timber that will still need to be moved next spring. He says the challenge now is to get as much moved as soon as possible. DeLong says downed trees can be fire hazards come springtime and serve as nesting areas for insects. He says there are multiple plans on the state level being mulled over on what to do with the wood. He says a variety of ideas will be needed while those are being mulled over. He says removal is well underway.
For example, we, as a state, we basically froze our contracts with loggers on standing timber on state lands, which means that they can be shifted, they can go work on a blowdown without any sort of penalty for not getting work done that they're already contracted for.
Other ideas being considered include enlisting the National Guard's help to clear roadside right-of-ways. Also, DeLong says timber sales are being established in blown-down areas to sell the more valuable wood as soon as possible. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.